High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and good evening once again, everyone, from Weeping Water High School, the site of the 2022 East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. We've had a busy afternoon and evening of basketball already, and we've got a dandy on tap for you coming up here this evening. Well, the Auburn and Freeman fans have been patiently sitting here waiting for this boys' championship game to start, and while they were sitting here, they were certainly kept entertained in the girls' championship game, completed just a few minutes ago, went right down to the wire with Elmwood Murdoch taking the win over Malcolm by a final score of 37-35. That game was decided at the free throw line with 3 seconds on the clock. Elmwood Murdoch sunk two free throws to take the win 37-35. So our congratulations to Elmwood Murdoch for capturing the girls' East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament Championship. In the third place games played earlier today, Johnson County Central took third place in the boys' division, defeating Malcolm 56-44. And in the girls' third place game, it was Auburn over Fall City. The final there was 42-23. Auburn with third place in the girls' tournament. In the Pioneer Conference Tournament going on today down at Humboldt at HTRS. Incidentally, John Nixon has live coverage of those games right now over on KTNC. In the third place boys' consolation game, it was Johnson Brock in a squeaker. They got the win over Nebraska City Lords by a final score of 44-41. In the girls' third place game, it was Diller O'Dell over Lewiston. The final there was the Griffins 48 and the Lewiston Tigers 36. Diller O'Dell with third place honors in the girls division. And in the girls championship game completed just a few minutes ago, the Sacred Heart Irish took the win. They defeated Nebraska City Lords by a final score of 54-36. And a footnote to that championship game, Sacred Heart's Arison Vonnersmith tonight became the all-time leading career scoring at Sacred Heart High School for the girls. No girl in Sacred Heart High School basketball history has scored more points than Arison Vonnersmith. And those of you familiar with Sacred Heart sports can think of a lot of names and a lot of girls who scored a lot of points. So quite an accomplishment for Ari Vonnersmith tonight to become the all-time leading scorer in girls basketball history at Sacred Heart. Our congratulations to Ari. Now, the business at hand here at Weeping Water. We've got a battle shaping up. The Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons. Auburn sets at 17-2. Auburn fans, if you're familiar with the Bulldogs, they went 3 years of undefeated basketball, and then this year they've lost two games, both of those in overtime. The first one in overtime to D.C. West. Then during the holiday tournament up at Wayne, they lost to Hardington Cedar Catholic in, count them, six overtimes. That's what it took to settle that. So Auburn at 17-2 is facing the Freeman Falcons. The Falcons are having a whale of a year. They are 19-1, and they have one loss. Guess who it was to? It was to Auburn. And that was back, I believe, the second game of the season in early December. The final in that one was 42-22. But let me tell you, that score was misleading. 42-22, a much closer ball game until the very end when Auburn pulled away and got the win. So Freeman is out to avenge their only loss of the season tonight to the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn out to try and win a conference championship in this tournament here at Weeping Water. That's the storyline. It is going to be a dandy. Let's take a one-minute timeout here, just 1 minute, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for this championship ball game right after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's a packed house here at Weeping Water for this boys' championship game in the ECNC tournament. The Auburn fans have been waiting patiently, as have the Freeman Falcon fans. Surprising to see how many fans are sticking around from both Malcolm and Elmwood Murdoch to watch this boys' championship game. I expect a lot of them to leave the gym. That didn't happen. They stuck around, and when you dump in the Auburn and Freeman fans with them, we've got a full house tonight here at Weeping Water for this championship game. Let's look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, coached by Coach Jim McLaughlin. As we said, they are 19-1 on the season. He'll go with Talon Petrovsky. Petrovsky is a 6'3 junior. Brandon Juergens, 5'11 and a junior. Carter Niles. Niles is a 6'3 junior. Carter Roos, a junior at 6'2. And Eli Delhay, a 6'3" junior. Now, you heard that right. All five starters for Freeman are juniors. No seniors on the roster. Starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. Coach Jim Weeks will go with Ryan Dixon. Dixon, a 6-foot senior. Maverick Binder, a sophomore at 6-foot. Ryan Binder, 5'11 and a senior. Marcus Hudson gets the start tonight. Hudson, a 6-foot senior. And Skyler Roybal rounds out the starting five. He is a 6'4" junior. Coach Jim Weeks, the head coach. As we said, the Bulldogs record 17-2 on the season thus far. Both teams have been introduced now over the public address system. Coach Jim Weeks just gave the final instructions to his kids. Sends them out to center court. Stepping in there to jump it up for the Bulldogs will be Roybal. Skyler Roybal will jump it up. He'll go against Talon Petrovsky. Here's the tip. And it's controlled by the Falcons. Freeman with the basketball. Carter Roos. Man-to-man defense by Auburn to open it up here defensively. Juergens gets the pass from Roos to the left side. Up to the top of the key to Delhay. Right side, Petrovsky. Petrovsky dribbles to the baseline. Off the glass. Shot is up and off. Got his own rebound. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good. Talon Petrovsky with the first 2 points of the ball game. Freeman on top. 2-0. Just underway. Opening seconds here at Weeping Water. All right. Here's Maverick Binder into forecourt. A pass to the right side of the lane. Back to the top of the key to Ryan Dixon. Dixon to the left elbow. Now the ball comes to Skyler Roybal. Roybal goes to Binder on the right side. That's Maverick Binder. He backs out on the left elbow to the top of the circle. Back up top to Roybal. Man-to-man defense by Freeman. With the ball is Ryan Dixon. Dixon feeds it to Binder to the left wing and sets a pick for him. A pick and roll. They give it up to the right elbow. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Now Binder backs it out to the left side of the lane. Works into the corner. Freeman fans with a big cheer. Here's a shot off the glass, up and good. Oh, we're going to have an offensive foul called. The basket went down. They're going to call an offensive foul on the baseline against the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be on Maverick Binder. Looked like Binder drove the baseline and had the basket. He got it to fall, but they called it an offensive foul before he shot the basketball. 2-0 your score. Freeman with the lead. Here they come down the court. Into forecourt is Petrovsky. Right wing, Talon Petrovsky. Spin move in the paint. Kicks it into the corner, down to the right side, deep on the, down low on the low post baseline. Across court to Carter Roos. Roos hands the ball to Brandon Juergens. Juergens flips it high in the air to Delhay. Delhay pulls it down at the free throw line and flips it to the right side. Over to Petrovsky once again. He's guarded by Binder. Petrovsky has a shot blocked nicely. Good job defensively by Ryan Binder. Got a hand on the basketball and stopped Petrovsky in the lane. So the basketball will belong to the Falcons. Petrovsky will inbound it. He'll stand just to the left side of the lane on the baseline under his own basket. Lobs it in top, in the paint. Carter Roos. Roos feeds it right side. Delhay shot up and off, no good. Rebound Bulldogs. whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. I think it's going to be on Carter Ruse, I believe. I'm going to wait till they post it. Yes, it is on Ruse, his first. Team foul number one on the Falcons. 6:13 to play, first quarter. 2-0 your score. Freeman with the lead on the Auburn Bulldogs. Maverick Binder across the timeline to Ryan Dixon with the pass. Dixon off to Skyler Roybal. Right side, Ryan Binder. He can't get to the baseline. Down on the low post, right side of the lane. Back to the top of the circle. Roybal once again handles the ball. In traffic to Ryan Dixon. Dixon spin move. In traffic. Shot up. Had the ball blocked away. The rebound brought down by the Falcons. Here comes Carter Ruse down court. Ruse flips it over to Petroski for a long three that's off. No good. Rebound by Maverick Binder. Binder's going to come down in a hurry with it. Tried to put it underneath the Roybal. Ball is loose. And we're going to have a jump ball called. Possession arrow, I think, stays with Auburn. I can't see it from my vantage point. I'm up in the corner here, high above the four. And it'll be Auburn's basketball to inbound it. Ryan Binder, baseline under his own basket. Binder, count is on, gets it into the paint. Here's a little alley-oop. Shot is up and good by Marcus Hudson. Binder threw the little alley-oop to him. Hudson caught the ball in the air and put it down. We're tied at two apiece. Inbound pass on the baseline, deflected away, goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Freeman. They'll play it in against full court pressure underneath the Bulldog basket. Auburn opens in a full court press. Ruse has to hurry to get the ball inbounds. It's tipped away. Stolen, and it goes out of bounds off of Petroski. Auburn got the turnover with the full court pressure. 5:19 to play first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Maverick Binder inbounds it under the basket. Inbound pass is stolen away by Carter Niles. Niles hands the ball up to Petroski. Taylor Petroski down court. Guarded by Binder. A water bottle came rolling out onto the floor here accidentally. Coach Jim Weeks not happy about that. Somebody let a water bottle get away and it rolls out onto the floor during play. The official stopped the game. Coach Weeks does not care when things like that happen. He's not happy. Came rolling out from the Auburn bench here. All right, the inbound pass into Carter Ruse. Ruse on the right side of the lane. Up to the elbow to Petroski, top of the key. Carter Ruse now in the paint. There's Delhay. He can't get a look at it. Now Carter Ruse gets the ball. Fall away shot. Ruse for two from the corner. Up and good. Carter Ruse with his first 2 points. It's 4-2. Freeman with the lead. 4 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the first quarter. Maverick Binder, top of the key, Ryan Dixon. Dixon flips it over to the left wing to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder driving in the paint. Out to Maverick Binder. Open three off the rim. Couldn't hit it. Rebound brought down. Tipped out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds down there by Auburn's Skyler Roybal. Roybal touched it last, so it'll stay with the Freeman Falcons. 4-2, Freeman up by two over Auburn with 4:34 to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure once again by Auburn. Carter Ruse dribbles the ball down court. He manages to get it across the timeline. Works over to the left wing, down low post, left side of the basket to Brandon Juergens. Juergens feeds it to Delhay. Delhay looks for the cutter in the paint. Delhay driving layup, up off no good, and the rebound to Skyler Roybal. Delhay had an uncontested lay-in and couldn't get it. Auburn down quickly the other way. It's Maverick Binder with the basketball around to Ryan Dixon. Off to Ryan Binder, left side, low post, left side of the lane. Across court, skip pass to the near side. Roybal in traffic. Top of the circle, Ryan Dixon penetrates. He's triple-teamed. Dixon with a pass goes over to Roybal. Shot is up and good, and a whistle and a foul. And I believe Roybal is going to get the basket and will be sent to the line. Roybal got it to fall. That ties the score at four apiece, and now Skyler will be at the line for the and one. The foul was on Carter Ruse, and that's his second personal on Ruse. Free throw is up and good. Skyler Roybal completes a three-point play, and Auburn takes the lead for the first time tonight. They go up 5-4 with 3:49 to play in the first period. Bulldogs by one. Falcon basketball. Petroski, the point guard, pushes the ball up the court. He works one-on-one against Hudson. Petroski in the lane. He's triple-teamed. He's in trouble. Flips it out to the left side to Juergens. His shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound down to Maverick Binder. Binder's going to push it down court. At the free throw line is Maverick Binder. Around to the left side. Goes over with it. Long shot for three. Up and bounces off. Won't go. That was put up by Ryan Binder. Down court, ball is tipped away and stolen from behind, but a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be on Ryan Dixon. On Dixon, that will be his first personal, team foul number two on Auburn. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight from Weeping Water. Colin Feldkamp is our producer-engineer, helping present tonight's broadcast, a very important part of our crew. 5-4, Auburn with a one-point lead. Here comes Freeman with the basketball. Back to live action. On the left side, Hayden Jennings is in the game now. He's checked in. Jennings flips it up to Carter Ruse, who gives to Petroski. Petroski tries to get inside on Hudson, won't give it to him. Now Delhay in the paint. To the top of the key, Carter Niles. Niles couldn't get a look. Carter Ruse for three. It's short off the rim. Rebound down to Ryan Dixon. Dixon flips it to the right side, Marcus Hudson. Hudson to the top of the key, Maverick Binder. Three, no. Off the rim, couldn't get it. Rebound, Petroski. Petroski down court with the ball himself. 5-4. Auburn still up by one. Petroski knocks a player to the floor and then puts it off the glass up and good. Petroski might have got away with one there. He knocked the defender down. 6-5. Freeman up by one. All the way goes Maverick Binder. He tried to put a pass across court. This deflected away and stolen by Carter Niles. Niles with an outlet pass quickly to Petroski. Talon Petroski. To Delhay at the top of the key. Off onto the right wing, Carter Niles. Carter Ruse chases down the ball before it gets out of bounds. Carter Ruse, guarded by Dixon, tries to go past Dixon to the left side. Can't get there. They switch it up on defense. Now Delhay wants to penetrate the baseline. Here comes Niles. Might have walked there. The ball is... Oh, we're going to have a foul. Auburn fans are not going to be happy. Coach Jim Weeks is out onto the floor about 10 feet in the referee's ear on this one. Foul is going to be on Ryan Dixon. On Dixon, his second personal. Team foul number three at the free throw line. Carter Ruse shooting two shots. The first one is and off, does not go. He'll have another shot coming here. Carter Ruse. Ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up, and this one is short also. But the rebound is tipped around, and coming up with it is Binder. Ryan Binder gets the ball into the corner. Ryan Dixon with the basketball. Ryan Dixon hands to Ryan Binder on the left wing. Sets a pick for him. Binder to the top of the key. Gets it up to Brett Baltensperger, who's in the lineup now. Baltensperger feeds it again to Dixon on the left side of the lane. Dixon got trapped in there. Flips it up top. They'll chase it down. Marcus Hudson comes after the loose basketball. Pressuring man-to-man defense by Freeman. Baltensperger in traffic. Going to try and force one up through the defenders. Spin move. Fall away shot off the glass. No. Sat on the rim and wouldn't go. 6-5, your score. Freeman up by one with a minute and 8 seconds to play in the first quarter. With the basketball for the Falcons is Delhay. Delhay works around Baltensperger, tries to go in for the layup. Jump shot up and good. Eli Delhay with a little jumper in the lane. It's 8-5. Freeman up by three. 52 seconds to go in the quarter. First period here at Weeping Water. Ryan Binder with the ball in the corner. Low post, left side of the basket. Brings it around to the top of the key. Cross-court pass to the right side. Here's Ryan Dixon. Tries to go into the paint. Couldn't get there. Now Ryan Binder holds the ball. Down to Maverick Binder in traffic. Baltensperger moves to the basket. Shot is up. In and out of there. Wouldn't go for Brett Baltensperger. Back-to-back shots have sat on the rim and wouldn't drop for him. And it's 8-5. Freeman up by three. They have the basketball with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Falcons will play for one here. Holding the ball is at the top of the key is Petroski. Waiting for the offense to set here. Now Petroski dribbles to the left wing on the elbow. Back to the free throw line in the paint. Has it knocked away by Baltensperger. Kicks it over to the left side. And they don't get a shot off at the buzzer. 8-5, your score after one quarter. Freeman leads it. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's a packed house here at Weeping Water. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Freeman Falcons, Freeman up 8-5 after one quarter, a low-scoring contest in that first period. As we get set to move to second quarter action here in the ECNC Boys Championship game, Freeman will have the basketball to start the second period. The Falcons will inbound it. Delhay tosses the ball inbound to Petrosky. Petrosky into forecourt. Jennings is in the lineup now for the Falcons. To Delhay. Delhay in trouble with it here. Needs help. Petrosky comes over to get the basketball from him. Petrosky to the left wing. To Carter Niles. Back to Petrosky in the paint. Feeds underneath Delhay. Delhay is triple teamed. Couldn't get a shot up. Jennings back to the top of the key. Carter Niles. Delhay with the rebound. Delhay flips it underneath. Oh, he was looking on the right side for Hayden Jennings. Jennings didn't see the ball coming and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover that gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. 8-5. The lead is 3 for Freeman. Here comes Auburn with the basketball. Maverick Binder. Binder to the right wing. Pass to Ryan Binder. Ryan holds the ball for a moment above his head. Waits for the cutter to come through the paint. Back to Maverick Binder, right wing. Now a cross-court left pass. Ryan Dixon with the basketball. Down to Ryan Binder. He's in traffic. Binder flips it up to the top of the key to Marcus Hudson. Ryan Dixon in the paint. Pressure. Dixon can't get his shot. Open look, right side. Long three up off the rim. That shot was put up in the corner by Marcus Hudson. Wouldn't drop, and the rebound comes down to Carter Niles. Niles with the outlet pass goes to Petrosky. 8-5, a three-point lead for Freeman. 6:48 to go here in the first half. Carter Niles backs in underneath. Ball stolen away. Maverick Binder, one-on-one fast break. Lays it off the glass. Couldn't get it. Players all over the floor. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Fast break the other way comes Petrosky. Driving layup. Petrosky can't get it. Rebound Bulldogs coming down with the basketball for Auburn is Skyler Roybal. Roybal pass to Maverick Binder. Binder back down court once again. To the left side. A cross court pass to Ryan Dixon. Still on the man-to-man defense here. Freeman. Dixon flips it to the near side now. Gets the ball back to Ryan Binder. He goes down through the lane. Hands off to Maverick Binder. Binder, skip pass all the way across court to Ryan Dixon. Now in the paint, moving toward the basket. Binder, turnaround shot up and good. Ryan Binder, that was. Ryan with his first 2 points. And it's a one-point ball game, 8-7. 5:52 to play in the first half here at Weeping Water. Jalen Petrosky will bring the ball up court for the Freeman Falcons. Petrosky, top of the circle. And now we've got a timeout taken by Freeman with 5:42 to play in the first half. 8-7. Freeman up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you got out your dictionary and you looked up the word intensity, you would find a picture of Coach Jim Weeks with his players huddled around him. That is one intense meeting taking place right now down here below our broadcast point. We're right directly up above the Auburn bench where we can peer down into the meeting they're having. They've got the whiteboard out, frantically drawing out what needs to happen when play is resumed. 8-7, your score. Freeman up by one, 5 minutes, 42 seconds to play in the first half. We're live from Weeping Water, Nebraska tonight for the ECNC Boys Championship. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the action for you. Glad to have you with us here tonight. Glad to be working with Colin Feldkamp as our producer-engineer. When play is resumed, the basketball will be in the possession of the Freeman Falcons. Inbounding it will be Carter Roos. Roos got it into Delhay. Delhay is in backcourt with the basketball. Works down against Marcus Hudson. Kent, now Skyler Roybal picks him up. Delhay tried to move to the basket, couldn't get there. Gives the ball to Carter Roos. Roos guarded by Ryan Dixon. Dixon stays right with him, stuck like glue there. Roos can't shake him. Now Roos has lost his dribble, and he's going to need help to get rid of the basketball. Petroski comes over to the corner to retrieve the ball from his teammate. Petroski, guarded by Maverick Binder, decides to take it all the way back out to the midcourt circle and reset the offense for the Falcons. Now he picked up the dribble. On the right side comes to Carter Roos with the basketball. Roos inside to Delhay. Delhay in the paint. Can't get the shot. Flips the ball out onto the left wing. Almost threw it away. Petroski was there to grab it. Long possession here for the Falcons. They've held the ball a long time on this trip down ever since that timeout. Carter Niles to Carter Roos with the pass. Bulldogs in the man-to-man defense. Auburn coaching staff shouting instructions here right from their bench. All of this is happening on Auburn's end of the court. There's a ball stolen away momentarily by Ryan Binder. Now it's going to be 5-on-4 for a minute. Binder got right back here. Carter Roos in the paint. Fall-away jump shot. Free throw line up and good. Carter Roos with his second bucket. He's got 4 points, and it's back to a 3-point lead now for the Falcons, 10-7. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the first half. Here come the Bulldogs down court. Ryan Dixon, his pass goes into the corner to Maverick Binder, around the horn to Ryan Binder. Left elbow with it. They hold the ball down in the corner on the left side. Bounce pass, Hudson. Looks into the corner to Roybal. Roybal tries to move to the basket in traffic. Reverse lay-in. Roybal up. Partially blocked. Couldn't get it to fall. The rebound comes down to the Falcons. Freeman up by three. They have the basketball, leading 10-7. Delhay, give and go. Shot is up and good by Carter Niles. And a whistle and a foul. The basket counts for Carter Niles. And Niles will be at the line for the and one. The foul is called on Skyler Roybal. On Roybal, his first personal, team foul number 4 on the Auburn Bulldogs. Sitting out and taking a break will be Brandon Juergens now, in to replace him, Hayden Jennings. At the free throw line for the and one is Carter Niles. Free throw is up and good. He got it. That stretches the lead out to 6, biggest lead for either team. 13-7, Freeman with a 6-point lead with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Not a lot of offense tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. Only 7 points thus far in the ballgame. Auburn trying to get something clicking here on offense as they move inside the paint. Ryan Binder tried to go to the basket. He's going to get fouled. I think they're going to say, though, that the foul came on the floor. It won't be a shooting foul. Foul is going to be called on Taylen Petroski, his first, team foul number 3. Lob pass inbounds. Ryan Binder. Binder feeds it to the left side, down deep in the corner. No chance for a shot there by Marcus Hudson. Now Binder's in traffic. He's triple teamed, has the ball locked away from him. Players all fall to the floor. And they're going to say the ball went out of bounds off of Freeman. It'll stay with Auburn. Inbounding it in the corner is Ryan Binder. Binder to toss it in. Lobs it into the left side. Up to the top of the key to Ryan Dixon. Back it comes to Maverick Binder. Maverick wanted to get away from two defenders. Couldn't do it. Has to hand the ball to Skyler Roybal. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Big battle for the rebound. I think the foul is going to go on Freeman this time. It'll be Auburn's basketball under their own basket. Waiting for him to post that foul. They still haven't put it up there. Auburn with the ball under the basket. Inbound pass to Maverick Binder on the right side of the lane. Maverick Binder, left-handed dribble in the paint. Up to Ryan Dixon for three. His shot is off the mark. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Carter Niles. His bounce pass is kicked away out of bounds off the foot of Marcus Hudson. 2:44 to go, first half. 13-7, a 6-point Freeman lead. Falcons have the basketball as Petroski brings it up court for the Freeman Falcons. Petroski works to the left elbow. Now to the top of the circle, around the horn, Petroski driving layup up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Maverick Binder. Binder will push it down court to the right side to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder in the paint, in traffic, tried to flip it out of there. The ball is stolen away. Binder with the turnover. Coming up with the basketball is Carter Ruse. Carter Ruse, a 6'2 junior, pulls up for a three from the right elbow that doesn't go. Maverick Binder's there for the rebound for Auburn. Long down court pass. Ryan Dixon has the ball in the corner. Right side of the basket. Can't get the shot. Guarded closely by Carter Ruse. Up top, gives it off to Ryan Binder. Now to Maverick Binder. Back to Ryan. Top of the key. Ryan Dixon. Here's a three from the left elbow that's in and out of there. Bulldogs just cannot get those threes to drop. They have not hit a three-pointer yet. For that matter, neither team has. But, boy, Auburn has taken a lot of them and not able to connect on even one. Now Carter Niles has the ball for Freeman. His team up by six, 13-7. Falcons basketball. They flip it into Carter Ruse. Ruse at the free throw circle. Back to the basket. Couldn't get a look. Gives it up top again to Petroski. Petroski guarded by Marcus Hudson in the man-to-man defense. Goes to Delhay with his pass. Ball tipped away. Stolen by Maverick Binder. Breakaway lay-in. Up and good. Maverick Binder with his first 2 points of the ball game on the seal and the breakaway layup. Pulls Auburn back within four, 13-9, with 1 minute to play here in this first half. Freeman may very well slow things down and play for one. We'll see. Moving toward the basket, Petroski. He flips it up top to the corner to Carter Niles. Niles clear out near the midcourt line on the sideline. Could have got trapped out there pretty easy. A cross-court pass, Petroski. Now Delhay handles the basketball. Eli Delhay, 6'3", junior. Hands off to Petroski. Clock down to 30 seconds to go. Trying to play for one. Ball stolen away. Down court. In for the layup. Skylar Roybal got it. The steal. The steal was by Ryan Binder. He flipped the ball to Roybal, and Roybal took it in for the layup. 13-11. A 2-point lead now for Freeman. 12 seconds to go. They'll play for one here in the first half. Petroski is in trouble. Flips it to the right side to Niles. Back to Petroski into the corner. Ball tipped away. Long shot is up and off. Doesn't go. It'll go out of bounds. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the Freeman Falcons, in a low-scoring contest, are leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Our halftime score, Freeman 13 and Auburn 11. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a post-game scoring wrap right here on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Weeping Water High School. At the half, the Freeman Falcons leading the Auburn Bulldogs by 2 points in a low-scoring contest, 13-11, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual numbers for Freeman. Taylan Petroski has 4 points. Carter Ruse with 4. Carter Niles has 3. Eli Delhay with 2 for their total of 13. Freeman went 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, Skyler Roybal leads the way. He has 5 points. 2 points for Marcus Hudson. Ryan Binder with 2. And Maverick Binder with 2. And that's their total of 11. Auburn went 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Skyler Roybal made the only free throw shot tonight by the Bulldogs. So at the half, 13-11, our halftime score, low scoring contest. Freeman with the lead now over the Auburn Bulldogs. In the Pioneer Conference Tournament, being heard live over on KTNC right now, John Nixon reports that after one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading Tri-County 13-7 in that Pioneer Conference Boys Championship. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, take an update to the local weather, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Don't go away. We got a dandy going here on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 23. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 21. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the low 50s to the upper 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pollen Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again to Weeping Water High School. It's halftime. The Freeman Falcons leading the Auburn Bulldogs in a low-scoring contest. Who would have thought this? 13-11. That's our halftime score. Very little offense from these two teams. Lots of intensive defense. The last time they met, which was back in the first week of December, I think it was the second game of the year. It was close like this throughout the first three quarters. And then Auburn pulled away late in the ballgame and won it by 20, 42-22. I think somebody told me the score was like 25-22, and Auburn rolled off the last 17 points or something like that. So it ended up 42-22. All of a sudden, Auburn pulled away. Tonight, however, Freeman has a two-point lead at halftime, 13-11. So it's probably just a matter of who can find some offense here for us to decide who's going to be the tournament champion in the ECNC. Last we heard, the Sacred Heart Irish were leading Tri-County in the Pioneer Conference Boys Championship. John Nixon is broadcasting that game right now over on KTNC, AM 1230, 107.1 FM in the Richardson County area, and online at mscsports.net. We've had a great afternoon and evening of basketball here in Weeping Water, having a great time. Don't forget, we'll have basketball next Tuesday night for you. I'll be on KTNC out at Diller Odell as the Falls City Tigers travel out to face the Griffins in a boy-girl doubleheader. John Nixon will be here on Sunday 101.3 Tuesday night. He'll be at East Atchison in Tarkio with the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Wolves of East Atchison. That's what we've got in store next Tuesday. I think I'm on the air again Friday with basketball, but I don't have the paper in front of me. Pretty sure we've got two more games, doubleheaders for you on Friday of next week also. Only so much the old guy can remember and keep in his mind here. As we move into third quarter action, the basketball will belong to the Freeman Falcons. They will inbound it. It'll be Freeman's basketball to start the second half. Inbound the ball to Petroski. Petroski, guarded by Ryan Binder, takes it down, wastes no time in a hurry, running over Binder, knocks him to the floor, ball is loose, and Auburn comes up with a basketball. Maverick Binder on the dribble. We'll see what Coach Jim Weeks has cooked up here to find some offense for his Bulldogs. Ryan Binder to the right elbow, backs it out onto the wing. They're on the left side of the lane, now back to the top of the circle. Puts a pass back up to Marcus Hudson. Hudson comes to Ryan Binder, left side. Deep, low post. Ryan Binder with the ball. Can't get away from the defender there, Petroski. Across court pass. They look underneath. Tried to go into Skyler Roybal. Roybal has the ball tipped away from him by Eli Delhay, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Auburn. Maverick Binder will toss it in on the left side of the basket on his own baseline. Going to have to hurry. The count is on. He gets the pass in to Hudson, clear out at midcourt. Now Hudson passes to Ryan Dixon. Dixon in traffic. Tried to go up with a shot. He stripped of the basketball. Players all over on the floor. No whistle. Carter Ruse the other way. Ruse gets down into the lane tighter, closer than he wanted to be. Has to flip the ball back out to the top of the circle to Carter Niles. Niles now gives to Petroski. Talon, the Trotsky, finds Carter Niles, now Carter Ruse. Del Hay, right wing, they're passing it all around. Now it's over in the hands of Juergens. Brandon Juergens can't go any place with it, so he puts it inside. Now Ruse backs into Petrosky, back up top to Juergens. They're working the ball on the outside perimeter. Now inside, floating lay-in off the glass, up whistle and a foul. With the basket is Carter Niles. He got the bucket and drew the foul. Niles will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Ryan Dixon. On Dixon, his third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Bulldogs. Carter Niles for the and one is at the line. Free throw is up and good. He got it, completed a three-point play. The lead is up to five now for Freeman, 16 to 11. 6:23 to play in the third quarter. The bounce pass for the Bulldogs comes down to Roybal. Roybal gets the ball back on the baseline, wants to go up, forces a shot off the glass, up and good. Skyler Roybal with a nice solid move to the bucket. He's got 7 points, and that pulls Auburn back within three at 16-13, 6:02 to go here in the third quarter. Here come the Freeman Falcons again. It's Carter Ruse. Bounce pass to Del Hay in traffic. Del Hay tries to back in under the basket. Flips it up top to Jennings. Or Juergens, rather. Juergens knocks a player to the floor. Offensive foul is going to be called against Freeman on Petrosky. Kalen Petrosky picks up his second personal. Freeman fans thinking that the Bulldogs flopped on that one. Quite a discussion here. With the ball into forecourt comes Auburn with the basketball. Around the horn it goes to the right side. Ryan Binder for three, and it will not drop. Bulldogs have just had no luck at all with three-point baskets tonight. They have yet to score from three-point range, and let me tell you, they have shot a bunch of them. All right, here's Freeman down court with a three-point lead, 16-13. Carter Ruse in the paint. Shot is up, in, out, and out again. Rebound, Del Hay. Del Hay puts it to Petrosky. It goes off Petrosky. Auburn will get the basketball. Bulldogs will have the ball. Timeout taken on the floor, 5:10 to play, third period, 16-13. Freeman up by three. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
16-13 is our score. The Freeman Falcons have led throughout most of this game. They were up 13-11 at halftime. And now, with the timeout taken on the floor, they have a three-point advantage over the Auburn Bulldogs at 16-13. When play is resumed, the ball is going to belong to Auburn. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Auburn to inbound it in backcourt. It comes across court. They get it over here to Marcus Hudson. Hudson gives it up to Ryan Dixon, who will bring it down to Maverick Binder. Binder across the timeline. Now reverses and goes across to the far side onto the wing with a pass to Ryan Binder. Binder up top to Marcus Hudson. Skyler Roybal handles the basketball. Finds Ryan Binder now. Back to Maverick Binder. He gets a pick. Boy, big hit, big collision. Roybal goes to the floor. Again with the ball is Ryan Binder. Big collision here. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Ryan Binder. On Ryan, his first personal. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Coach Jim Weeks not happy with that call. 16-13, full court pressure by Auburn. Carter Ruse comes down court and works to the right side of the free throw lane in forecourt. Gives back to Carter Niles. He backs into the paint. Niles can't get a shot off. Around the horn to the left side, Petrosky. Long three, up and off, no good. Rebound Bulldogs. Coming down with the rebound, Maverick Binder. He'll push it down court. Maverick Binder with the dribble. up to Ryan Dixon. Dixon to the near side wing to Marcus Hudson. Into Skyler Roybal in the free throw circle. He can't get to the basket. Bulldogs having a tough time cracking this man-to-man defense by Freeman. Only 13 points so far in the ballgame for Auburn. Ryan Dixon. Pass to the left side, Ryan Binder. Binder got away for a minute, goes in for driving, laying up and good. Ryan Binder from the seam, he's got 4 points, and we're back to a one-point basketball game at 16-15 with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Low-scoring contest. Oh, almost a steal. Coming after the ball over here to try and get it was Marcus Hudson. He tipped it away from the Falcons, but before he could gather it up, it got on that sideline and was out of bounds, and that'll turn it back to the Freeman Falcons. Falcons basketball. Inbound pass, Talen Petroski gets the basketball. Petroski at the free throw circle, right side of the lane now. Up top it goes. Delhay. Delhay doesn't want to shoot it. Now Petroski for three. Off the back rim. No. Rebound Auburn. Coming down with the ball is Ryan Binder with the defensive board. Binder. Ryan gives it off to Maverick Binder. Now Maverick in traffic. Maverick kicks it out. Left corner. Marcus Hudson. Hudson, top of the key. Flips it to the right side. Again to Hudson. Open look three. Hudson got it. Marcus Hudson with the first three-pointer of the night for either team, and Auburn has taken the lead at 18-16 on a Marcus Hudson three-point basket. Timeout taken, Freeman, 2:46 to play, third period, 18-16. Auburn up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, make a mental note of that, a milestone perhaps here. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Marcus Hudson sinks a three-pointer, the first one of the night for either team, to give Auburn the lead at 18-16. So the Bulldogs now up by two. Jim McLaughlin didn't like that. He took a timeout to settle his kids down. Momentum seems to have switched a little bit to the Auburn side now. Freeman with the basketball, Petroski on the dribble. Freeman needs a bucket this trip down here. They don't want to give another possession to Auburn having lost this lead. Here comes Freeman with the ball. Moving inside the paint, Carter Niles all the way for a driving layup. That's off and no good in the rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Therefore, the rebound for Auburn was Marcus Hudson. His outlet pass comes down to Ryan Dixon, who gives the ball back to Hudson to the top of the key to Roybal. Roybal, a cross-court bounce pass, goes to the right side. Got it over to Binder. Now Maverick Binder with the basketball. That's something you don't see very often is a bounce pass. Underneath, they feed it into traffic. Shot is up and good by Hudson. Marcus Hudson with back-to-back baskets has put the Bulldogs up by four, 20-16. And now Freeman, with a little bit of a sense of urgency, they need a basket. Here come the Falcons. Carter Ruse, probably the guy the Falcons want the ball in the hands of Carter Ruse if you're going to try and get a basket here. To Delhay. Delhay hands it into Carter Niles. Driving layup doesn't happen. Whistle and a foul on the floor is going to be called on the Bulldogs. A blocking foul on the floor. Let's see who they put this in on. The foul is going to be on Ryan Binder, his second personal. Team foul number three of the half on Auburn. Freeman's basketball under their own basket. Talen Petroski to inbound it. Ball is tipped and stolen away with the steal. It's Ryan Binder. Now Auburn up by four, 20-16. Ryan Binder into forecourt. Binder, right side, play ball. Around the horn, Marcus Hudson. Hudson dribbles into the paint. Little floater up. Got it. Marcus Hudson has scored seven unanswered points here to put his team up by six at 22-16. Marcus Hudson, 7 points in a row for the Bulldogs. What a series right there. Three possessions. Marcus Sutton scores on all three of them. Now Carter Ruse being harassed. The ball is on the floor. Auburn with the steal. Down court. Breakaway. Binder driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Brought down by Auburn. Safe from going out of bounds. Bulldogs with the basketball. Timeout taking Auburn. 46 seconds to play in the third quarter. 22-16. Bulldogs up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, Auburn's Marcus Hutson, with what you might term a scoring explosion in this low-scoring contest, has scored seven straight points to bring his team from a one-point deficit up to a six-point advantage. Auburn leads it now 22-16, courtesy of those seven straight points, a tray and two deuces by Marcus Hutson. When play is resumed, the ball will belong to the Bulldogs. So now Auburn, sitting on a six-point lead, gets the basketball with 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They may very well slow it down and just play for one. Marcus Hutson has had the hot hand. He's got the basketball, gives it back up to Maverick Binder. Coach Jim Weeks shouting instructions to his ball players. Binder comes over with it to Ryan Binder, telling him what to run. Now Ryan Binder dribbles across to the far side, clock down to 23 seconds, gives it up to Marcus Hutson. Hutson started to penetrate in the paint, couldn't get there. Gives it now to Ryan Dixon. Maverick Binder with the basketball. Maverick Binder, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Maverick Binder moves around. Carter Niles, jump shot is up, couldn't get it. Try for tip-in, doesn't go. There's a buzzer. And after three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Freeman Falcons 22-16. Bulldogs up by six. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger Varsity Wrestling Program. The boys picked up their sixth-place finish this past weekend at Raymond Central. Leading the way for the Tigers were Jaden Nolte and Wyatt Olberding with a first-place finish, and Thomas Fields and Caleb Zulkowski with the silver medals. Congratulations, guys, from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
With the spread of COVID-19 and variants on the rise, Community Medical Center in Falls City wants to share reminders and ways to manage if you have or think you have a virus. Stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms carefully and call your health care provider if they worsen. Rest and stay hydrated. Get tested if you have COVID symptoms. Wear a mask if you must be around others. Cover your cough and sneeze and wash hands often. Use a separate bathroom and isolate as possible. And avoid sharing items while cleaning and disinfecting frequently. Be smart and stay healthy. From your friends at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fans are getting their money's worth in these championship games. In the girls' game earlier, Elmwood Murdoch defeated Malcolm 37-35 on a pair of free throws with 3 seconds to go. This one promises to be just as exciting a finish. 8 minutes left to go in regulation. We're back to live action. Auburn has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Bulldogs up 22-16. Ryan Dixon, pass comes to the left side to Ryan Binder. Marcus Hutson with a big quarter there. Auburn outscored Freeman 11-3 in that third period. Went from a two-point deficit to a six-point advantage. Auburn working very patiently now, sitting on this six-point lead. Working the ball in kind of a weave out here at the top of the key, almost like they're just trying to run clock. Trying to make Freeman come out and chase him. Freeman in a man-to-man defense. Boy, Coach Jim Weeks is intense. He's up off the bench shouting instructions to his cagers. Ryan Binder dribbles the ball. He's on the left wing, left side of the lane. Binder behind the back dribble, between the legs dribble, being chased by Carter Niles. Binder got away from Niles, gives it off to Maverick Binder. Now Maverick Binder showing a few ball handling skills to Marcus Hudson. Hudson, who had the big shot there in the third quarter, gives a pass into the corner, down deep left side. In traffic is Maverick Binder. Here's a pass stolen away. Turnover for the Bulldogs. Falcons with the basketball. Petroski down court now. Auburn ran about a minute of clock there without shooting the basketball and ended up turning it over. Now you hear the chant defense from the Auburn fans in this packed house here in Weeping Water. Auburn North, I would call it right now, with all the Auburn red in the Weeping Water gym. Carter Ruse with the ball underneath the Petroski. It goes out of bounds off of Petroski. And the Auburn fans chanting defense got their wish. There's the turnover. Bulldogs get the basketball. Freeman is not going to press. They're dropping back in a half-court defense. Down court comes Maverick Binder. Binder on the attack to the right side. Gives it up to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder looking underneath for the cutter under the basket. Couldn't get it. Again, Jim Weeks is up shouting, and Ryan Binder's here with instructions. Ryan in traffic. He will be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Brandon Juergens. On Juergens, his first personal. Team foul number two is all on the Freeman Falcons. Just their second team foul of the half. Maverick Binder inbounds the ball to Skyler Roybal. Gives up to Ryan Binder, who hands the ball right back to Maverick. They're running the weave at the top of the key. Marcus Hudson with the ball. Hudson takes it all the way to the far side now on the right side of the lane. Has to come back to Ryan Dixon with the pass. Dixon, one-on-one now against Delhay. Gets underneath the basket, got trapped under there. Has to flip it back to the top of the key to Ryan Binder. And again, they run their offense. Binder with the weave at the top of the key. Ryan Binder takes it to the corner, back up to Ryan Dixon. Timeout taken Auburn. 5:34 to play in the ballgame. 22-16. Bulldogs up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5:34 to go in the ballgame, and neither team has put any more points on the board. It was 22-16 after three periods. That's where the score stands now. The Auburn Bulldogs with a six-point advantage over the Freeman Falcons. When play is resumed, it will be Auburn's basketball. Ryan Dixon will inbound the pass under the basket, under the Auburn backboard. Dixon gets it inbounds to Maverick Binder. Binder one-on-one now, working hard here against Petroski. Binder gets away from Petroski momentarily, now has to put a pass back up top to Ryan Binder from Maverick Binder. Ryan across to Marcus Hudson. Hudson dribbles into the lane, flips it right back to the top of the key to Roybal. Bulldogs content to run clock here. They're running a weave like you sometimes do when there's only a minute or so to go, but this is happening with over 5 minutes left to play in the basketball game. Across it comes to Binder. Now off to Ryan Dixon once again. Dixon guarded by Delhay. They're just passing the ball around the outside perimeter. Now Binder dribbles in for a driving layup, gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. That was Ryan Binder. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Down comes Carter Ruse in the paint. He spins in the lane. Turnaround shot off the glass, up and good. Carter Ruse has 6 points, and it's now a four-point basketball game, 22-18. Auburn tried to slow it down there, ended up turning the ball over. Consequently, Freeman goes down and scores very quickly. Auburn sitting on a four-point lead now, 22-18 our score. All the way into the basket, Marcus Hudson. Back up top to Maverick Binder with the pass now. Maverick has the basketball. He'll dribble between the rings near the mid-court circle before passing off to the right elbow. Auburn continuing to run clock here at the four-minute mark. Bulldogs have not scored in this quarter. 4 minutes to go. They ran 4 minutes off the clock. Had one turnover, resulted in 2 points for Freeman. Bulldogs continue to run the basketball. Now we get a foul down in the corner called on the Falcons. Foul is going to be called on Brandon Juergens. On Juergens, his second personal. That is only the third team foul on the Falcons. Juergens will lead the ball game, and to replace him is Jennings. Hayden Jennings is in. Bulldogs again, just running clock after the inbound pass. Dribbling back and forth at the top of the circle is Ryan Binder. Ryan comes to Marcus Hudson to the left wing. Hudson thought he saw a seam for a moment. Now moves to the basket. Hudson jump shot off the glass up. Couldn't get it. Rebound Dixon. Dixon puts it back up top to Maverick Binder. They'll reset the offense. Well, they had a point blank shot under there. It just wouldn't drop for Marcus Hudson. Now moving in, a cross court pass to the right side. Open look. Hudson three. Got it. Marcus Hudson. His second three-pointer of the night. 25-18, a seven-point lead now for Auburn with 3 minutes to go. Here's a three from the corner for Freeman. Good! Hitting the three was Carter Niles. Niles answers with the first three-pointer of the night for Freeman. We're going to have timeout on the floor. I'm going to keep it here live, Colin. We're going to stay here live during this timeout. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, anxiously waiting to play that commercial, I know, Colin, but I want to don't want to miss anything back here at Weeping Water. Let's set the stage for you. The score, 25-21. Auburn up by four. Momentarily, they were up by seven on that three-pointer by Marcus Hudson. But it took Carter Niles all of about 10 seconds to go down court and hit a three-point himself for the Freeman Falcons. And that quickly pulled Freeman back within four at 25-21. The clock shows 3:02 left to play in our basketball game here in regulation. When we go back live, it'll be Auburn's basketball against full court pressure. They'll play it in under the Freeman basket. Freeman's going to back out of that press down, pick him up defensively at half court. Inside of 3 minutes to play now. Maverick Binder to Marcus Hudson. Hudson tried to penetrate, now gets away from the defenders. Driving lay-in, got it! And he is fouled. Marcus Hudson is having himself a second half. He made the basket and was fouled. He'll be at the line for a 1-1. The foul is called on Carter Ruse, his third personal, team foul number four. Hudson at the line. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. Hudson completes the three-point play, and it's a seven-point lead. This equals the biggest lead of the ball game for Auburn with 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in this ECNC Boys Championship game. Freeman with the basketball. They need points. They need them quickly. Spin move in the paint. Carter Niles kicks it back to the top of the key. Carter Ruse. Ruse has been the trigger man for this team. Ruse in the paint. Free throw line jump shot up. Off no good. Rebound Bulldogs. Fast break. 2-on-1. They're not going to push it, though. Coach Jim Week shouting instructions. He says, let's run some more clock here. Maverick Binder dribbling with one hand, directing traffic with the other, telling his teammates where he needs them to go. Now up it comes to Ryan Binder. We're at the two-minute mark. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Marcus Hudson up to Ryan Dixon with the pass across to Maverick Binder on the far side. Binder dribbles between two defenders, got away. Now he's pushed out near midcourt, and he'll be fouled. The foul will be called on Hayden Jennings. On Jennings, his first personal. That is only team foul number five, not yet in the 1-1. That's the fifth team foul. So the clock shows a minute 44 left to go here now. 1:44 on the clock. 28-21 your score. Auburn with the basketball in backcourt. They're going to need to get it across the timeline now. Doing so is Maverick Binder. Binder being chased after by Vitrosky. Passes down into the corner to Hudson. Into Skyler Roybal. He moves to the basket. Back to Ryan Dixon in the corner. Now they reach in on Dixon for a foul. This foul is going to be called on Eli Delhay. On Delhay, his first personal. Team foul number six. Still not in the 1-1. Clock is down to a minute 29. Auburn up by seven. This has been one hard-fought contest tonight. The Falcons and the Bulldogs. A minute 29 to play. Bulldogs down court pass. Nearly taken away, but Maverick Binder retains possession. He got away from Carter Ruse in backcourt. Binder one-on-one with Ruse. Between the legs dribble, behind the back dribble. Tries to leave Ruse in the dust here. Now Maverick Binder showing off some ball handling. Gets the ball to Skylar Roybal, and Roybal will be fouled. That is team foul number 7. And now we go to the 1-1 with a minute and 15 seconds to go. Eli Delhay picks up his second personal. At the free throw line, Skylar Roybal. He is 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. Has 7 points in the basketball game. Here he's in the 1-1. Takes aim. The front end of the 1-1 is on the way. Short. Off the rim. Didn't get it. Rebound, Falcons. Delhay with the basketball. Precious second. Ball stolen away by Roybal on the baseline. Roybal gives it back up top to the guards, and they'll handle it. With the basketball now on the dribble is Maverick Binder. 1 minute to play. 1 minute. Binder tries to dribble away from the defenders, making them come after him. Binder still has the ball, needs help. Timeout taken, Auburn. 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. 28-21. Auburn up by 7. Bulldogs will have the ball when we resume. We're back in a half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, what a dandy we've got going tonight here in Weeping Water. If you couldn't make it to the game in person, we're so happy you decided to join us here on Sunny 101.3 for the broadcast. Also, welcome to all of our Freeman Falcon fans listening both on the air and online. Glad to have you tuned in. Hope everyone's enjoying the broadcast as much as we are enjoying bringing it to you. 28-21, a 7-point Auburn lead. Let me tell you, this puppy is far from over. There are still 53 seconds to play in the basketball game, and this old guy has seen a lot of things happen in 53 seconds. Auburn will have the basketball. They will inbound it. They get it into Maverick Binder in backcourt. Let's see if the Falcons decide to foul right away. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Gets it across the timeline. They chase after him. Petroski gives chase. Now goes to Marcus Hudson. What a half Hudson has had here for the Bulldogs. Marcus Hudson comes to Maverick Binder. Falcons not fouling yet. Maverick Binder on the dribble. Petroski chases him. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Carter Niles. Niles first personal. Who did they foul? Let's see who we're going to send to the line here. We're going to be shooting 1-1 with just 30 seconds left to play. At the free throw line will be Ryan Binder. Let's see. Ryan has 4 points tonight. He has not been to the charity stripe yet tonight. Ryan Binder shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off. No good. And the rebound to Freeman. They're going to hurry down with it. Petroski. 25 seconds to play. A 7-point ball game. Petroski in the lane. Bulldogs do not want to foul. Boy, they're running a lot of clock here without shooting the ball. Carter Ruse to the left side. Driving. Laying up. No whistle. I think we had a foul here on Auburn. It'll only be team foul number 4. The foul is on Ryan Dixon, his 4th. But we're down to 15 seconds, folks, and it's 28-21. Freeman ran a lot of clock there and didn't get a shot off. Carter Ruse will inbound it for the Falcons. Ruse to inbound the pass into Carter Niles. Niles moves to the basket. Ball is stolen away. Bulldogs basketball. Fast break down court. Under the basket. Ryan Dixon. Shot is up. Off. No good. Couldn't get it. Rebound Falcons. Back the other way. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. A whistle and a foul is going to be called by Ryan Binder. That won't matter. There's only 2 seconds left to play. Binder just slowed things down, recognizing that it was not yet 1-1. That's heads-up basketball by Ryan Binder. Inbound the pass. Comes in. Petroski, long 3. Doesn't get it, and there's your basketball game. Your final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 28 and the Freeman Falcons 21. in a low-scoring contest. The Auburn Bulldogs are the 2022 ECNC Boys Conference Tournament champions. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a scoring recap for you after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
What a ball game we just witnessed here in Weeping Water tonight as the Auburn Bulldogs capture the ECNC Conference Tournament Championship 28-21 over Freeman. We have a final score now in the Boys Pioneer Conference Championship. The Sacred Heart Irish have defeated Tri-County 56-41. So the Sacred Heart boys and girls both come away as conference champions over in the Pioneer Conference. Let's recap this one for you. First of all, the score by quarters. Freeman led after one quarter, 8-5. The Falcons were up at halftime by 2, 13-11. Then enter Marcus Hudson. Hudson scored 7 straight points to take his team from a 1-point deficit to a 6-point advantage. And Auburn never really looked back from there. Hudson capped that off with 5 more quick points. Of his 15 points, he scored 13 of those in the second half to power this surge that allowed Auburn to come away with the win. Let's look at the individual numbers now. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, Carter Niles led the way tonight for Freeman. He had 9 points in the game. With 6 points was Carter Ruse. 4 points for Taylan Petrosky. And Eli Dele added 2 for Freeman's total of 21 points. From the free throw line, the Falcons went 2 out of 4. Individual scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs. Marcus Hudson, we talked about him. He finished in double figures, 15 points, 13 of those in the second half. He scored 15 of Auburn's 28 points tonight. Skyler Roybal chipped in 7. Ryan Binder had 4, and Maverick Binder with 2 for Auburn's total of 28. The free throws weren't really a factor in tonight's ball game. The Bulldogs went 2 out of 4 from the line, as did the Freeman Falcons. Also, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. So things were all even there. So the Auburn Bulldogs get the win 28-21. Let's recap the games played here at the ECNC tournament. First of all, in the girls' third-place consolation game today, it was Auburn over Falls City, 42-33. In the boys' third-place game, Johnson County Central defeated Malcolm, 56-44. In the girls' championship game, Elmwood Murdoch over Malcolm, 37-35, and in the game just completed a moment ago, the Auburn Bulldogs defeating Freeman for the second time this season, 28-21, in a very low-scoring defensive battle. I want to invite you to join us as we get back to regular season basketball after these conference tournament weeks are behind us. I'll be on the air next Tuesday night from Diller Odell. The Fall City Tigers on the road out there to face Diller Odell. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll have the play-by-play for you. Matt Miley's going to be joining me for the boys' broadcast. That game will be heard on KTMC, our sister station. Also next Tuesday night here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will be at East Atchison in Tarkio, Missouri. He'll be over there with the Sacred Heart Irish as they take on the Wolves of East Atchison. That's what we've got on tap for you next Tuesday. I'm pretty sure John and I are both on the air again on Friday night. Don't have the little sheet with me here, but we'll have lots more basketball coming up for you next week. Well, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast. It's been a pleasure to be here at Weeping Water throughout the afternoon and the evening, bringing you lots of great high school basketball. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school ball here from Weeping Water. We're Colin Feldkamp, my producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula, leaving with the final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 28 and the Freeman Falcons 21. Good night, South East Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.